CIA Director George Tenet was questioned for more than 4 hours in private yesterday by the Senate Intelligence Committee. He was asked about the CIA's role in a controversial line in President Bush's State of the Union address, in which the president cited a British report saying Iraq had sought uranium in Africa, a claim the White House now says should not have been in the speech. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
CIA Director Tenet's sole comment about his secret marathon session with the senators sounded sarcastic. He said it was, quote, an uplifting experience. The meeting came 5 days after Tenet issued a statement accepting responsibility for not having kept the president from mentioning the dubious African uranium claim in his State of the Union address. Pat Roberts, the Republican chair of the Intelligence Committee, had only praise for Tenet when the hearing ended last night.
I think Director Tenet deserves some kind of award for persevering, as do the members. All members asked very pertinent questions. The director was very contrite. He was very candid. He was very forthcoming and accepted full responsibility.
But Jay Rockefeller, who's the senior Democrat on the intelligence panel, suggested others besides Tenet were responsible for the president citing the flawed intelligence, which was based at least partially on forged documents.
Director Tenet took the blame, was terrific about it. In my mind, there remains the question of whether, in fact, that's where it should stop. I tend to think not. And I think we have to face up to that.
The Associated Press, meanwhile, is reporting the CIA did not even receive the documents on which the White House based the president's claim about Iraq and African uranium until after he delivered the State of the Union address. The CIA had strong misgivings, though, about the claim and had earlier prevailed on the White House not to mention it in two other speeches. One Democratic senator said he was surprised by what Tenet told the panel. Another, Oregon's Ron Wyden, said the CIA and the White House staff had, if not a battle royale, certainly a back and forth over the line about African uranium.
I don't believe the CIA was pushing to have this included in the speech. I think the White House political staff was trying to do verbal somersaults here to find every possible way to get this included in the speech, and they prevailed.
Democratic presidential contender John Edwards went further, asserting the president is responsible for what he says, not the CIA or George Tenet.
What I have learned thus far in the hearing reinforces that. It's enormously important for the president himself and the White House to take responsibility for what the president himself says.
Edwards said he did not think Tenet should resign, but another Democratic presidential contender, Joseph Lieberman, did say yesterday that if the fault is all Tenet's, he should resign, though Lieberman added that the president seemed to be saying the buck never stops here. And Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby, a former chair of the Intelligence Committee, said it was up to Tenet to make sure the line about Iraq's supposed uranium shopping in Africa did not go into the State of the Union address.
I don't know who insisted it be in there. I'm not a speechwriter, but I don't think the CIA served the president well.
Intelligence Chair Roberts, for his part, said although Tenet had admitted making a serious mistake, he did not think he should step down. Roberts said the whole episode shows the presidential speech vetting process had broken down.
It says there was a sloppy coordination between state CIA and the National Security Council and the White House. And we'll just have to keep going with this to see where it leads. I think we know most of the answers. We have the timeline. We have all the background information.
But some Democrats say the intelligence panel now needs to quiz White House officials about how the faulty intelligence got into the president's speech. Ranking Democrat Rockefeller says the panel is moving into entirely new terrain.
The critical thing about the meeting this afternoon came from both sides equally, I will say. Is it wasn't just a question of what's the intelligence, but what is the use of that intelligence by policymakers. And that line has not been crossed before.
Rockefeller said there's still an enormous desire by panel members to know a great deal more than they do now. He expects their probe will continue for months. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.